Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Well, there's some classic advice in job search. Many of the times it's wrong, but this one is perfect. It has not changed in my many years of doing recruiting, and it certainly is true now. Start at the top. And on this show, I walk you through a couple of ways that you can do that, how you can approach organizations, who to approach, how best to enter. Now, if you like today's show, I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. It's going to help other people find the show. It's going to help with ratings. It's going to help me feel happy, you know, happy. So hope you find it helpful. And here we go. This is one of those classic tips. It's absolutely timeless. And I'll talk with you about how I've been trained as a recruiter to give you a sense of why I'm suggesting this. You know, I've been in recruiting for more than 40 years. And again, no disrespect to HR, I was always trained to circumvent HR, to try and go directly to hiring managers, to go to the top of an organization and work my way down from there, to have the management of that organization, the management of that function, tell HR that they wanted to work with me rather than have HR decide that they wanted to work with me. Why was that important? Because HR, you know, the term is the gatekeeper, but it's really a misnomer. Human resources is designed to shield hiring managers from decisions and to save them time. Some are exceptional, but they tend to be the exception. Most are average. They are overworked, overwhelmed, have too much on their plate, and are very rules-driven. Discernment is not the strong suit. And again, no disrespect to HR, but recognize that the typical day for an HR professional may involve interviewing X number of people, returning phone calls, trying to get a clearer picture of what a particular hiring manager is doing, writing the reports on the interviews that he or she did the previous day, on and on and on with a lot of drudgery. It's hard to maintain the sense of life and not become a bureaucrat. In contrast, the hiring manager has a vested interest in bringing the best talent on. Not that HR doesn't, but they're measured in different ways. They're critiqued in different ways versus the hiring manager who wants to hire exceptional talent. My encouragement to you is do like what I was told. Start at the top, work your way down. If you're a marketing professional, contact the CMO of an organization. If you're the head of, if you're a salesperson, contact the head of sales in that organization. Contact the chief technology officer, the CIO of that organization. Start at the top, work your way down. Make sure that you understand what it is that you're asking for when you contact them. And don't just simply wander in, like a jerk, completely unprepared, because all that you're going to do is waste your time and theirs. But, a simple thing, a contact that says, I understand that your organization might benefit from. I'm an individual who's been doing this for X number of years with so-and-so. I'd like to speak with you about what I'm capable of. Can we schedule time to do that, or what would work best for you? That's simple. That was 3, maybe 4 sentences in total, and you want to rehearse this so it sounds natural and not rehearsed. You know what I mean? Natural, but not rehearsed. So
that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I want to encourage you to join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've personally selected. Information I've created, advice I've created that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. Have a great day.